Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
I just walked up the hill from a surgery center, the surgery center here in High Point. Had someone who was having surgery on their foot. Thankfully, that's not my issue. But today is the, I believe it would be the 17th of February, and it is Wednesday. I last ran on Saturday when I ran the 20-miler that I recorded for. And as I stated in the closing remarks, something about I may have to pay for this or we may have issues, I'm not sure. Well, unfortunately, we definitely have had issues with the right knee. I went home that evening and I did take the R2 packet. I think that helped. And then I also ate a peanut butter sandwich, and I think I may have drunk some milk at that point. And really, after stretching, didn't notice any more pain. Took a shower and then ran some fairly hot water and laid in it, and I don't know if that helped the knee or not. May have hurt it. But I think I may try ice bath after the 22-miler, assuming we can get that one in, and I'll talk about that later in this episode, what that might mean. But anyway, from that point, the knee progressively got worse, and that evening it was hurting. Later in the evening, and then on Monday I had real difficulty walking on it as far as pain in the right knee. Excuse me, that would have been Sunday. Very uncomfortable on Sunday. Monday, not quite as uncomfortable. Yesterday I would say I was at 85%. Today, Wednesday, I feel like I might be at 95%, but there still is just a tinge of uncomfortableness in it when I walk at certain times or when I sit and it's bent. And so I know that it is definitely improving. And I do have some really, I think, good ideas about why this is happening and also what I can do to correct it. But I also know that at this point, the rest and getting the knee back where the inflammation is completely down is going to be critical. Even if I do have to miss several days of running at this point, I know that I had run the 19-miler, the 20-miler, so I know that I've gotten in runs of distance that should enable me to finish if I can remain healthy. The knee bothers me particularly when I walk down slopes or down steps. I walked Odie last night, felt good going up our hill to the place where stop sign where I took the picture a couple of episodes back, looking down. We're coming up from my house to that point, no problem. And but then going back down, it began to bother me a little bit, and so I would stop, and Odie and I would stop, and then we'd go a little bit further. And this morning, when I walked him, I also had some pain in it going down the hill, but it was less. So I know the knee's improving, but from what I've read, I probably need to wait until the pain is completely gone. I don't need to have any pain in it at all when I run. When I had this problem last time, a week or two ago, actually, it's only been less than 2 weeks, I think. I rested for four complete days and had no pain whatsoever. But then I think that leading up to that run where it got re-injured or re-bothered me, I should say, I had some problems with that. And I'll discuss what I think, again, the issues are and what I think the remedy is for this. Do I think that I will be in shape to run the marathon? Yeah, at this point, I'm very optimistic that I will be. Is it this going to hurt me as far as long-term training? I don't know. I would like to think kind of that the rest is going to benefit me more than the injury is going to hurt me. In other words, if I have to miss a week of running at this point, I don't know that the rest will. It will not keep me from finishing the marathon, assuming I stay healthy. But obviously, complete rest is not what I wanted at this point. So we shall see. If you'll go back and listen to, I'm thinking it might have been about episode 17, maybe later than that, the one where I talked about being laid off. I had a problem and had missed several days then. I think that in the long term that may be helpful to me. I'm not sure. So, what are my plans? Well, right now, last time this happened, I would have run tomorrow, which is Thursday, the 18th of February. That would be the exact time I rested before. But I don't know that the knee is quite to that point yet, but it's getting pretty close. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to rest completely today, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. No running at all. No riding the bike, although I am continuing to do my core exercises. And I've added a quadriceps strengthening exercise, which I'll also talk about later. But I think that the plan that I've got in mind hopefully will get me there. We're planning to go home to Wallace this coming weekend. So I think on Saturday that would be 6 complete days of rest. I think at that point I will try to run. If I can manage 8 miles, I will do it. I'd love to get in the 14-miler. We'll see. And then the following week, assuming I can stay healthy, I'll let you know what I'll be doing. But I think it will include more rest, and I think it will include no workouts leading up to the long run of 22 miles. I may miss a couple of days leading up to that. Because at this point, I really, really want to get that run in if I can do it without injuring myself. And I think with some of the things I'll share later in this episode, that should be the case. So, whenever we come back, probably I will be getting ready to run at my mom's house to attempt it to see what it goes like. And it will either be a disaster, the knee will bother me, and you'll know that. And at that point, for his marathon, I really don't know. Or I will be able to say, you know what, the rest definitely helped, and the remedies that I've thrown in place are going to help as well. And I believe that will be the case, but I really don't know, but I think it will be. One reason I am running there instead of here in High Point or Thomasville is because it is very, very flat, and it would be a perfect place to try to get back in and test the knee. But I will not push it, definitely not, unless I feel really, really good, and then I may throw in a very short tempo run just to see how we feel. So we're resting. And long term, I think this will help, definitely help the knee beyond question, because I cannot run on it at this point. Short term, I don't know for the marathon, if missing this week of training, all I'm missing really is a speed workout, and I may get in the long run that I needed, the 14 miles. So beyond that, I'm getting rest instead of running. So hopefully, even after the 22, the last 3 weeks leading up to the marathon, we'll have some good training, even as we're still going to taper. At this point, I want to finish. I still think I can finish strong if the knee will stay healthy, but we will keep you informed. Stay tuned. As I stand here in my mother's driveway, waiting for the GPS to get synced up, I'm looking at my watch. And I see the 2:55:07 from the last run that I had, and it reminds me of just how, if I could use the term, anxious I am about this particular run, simply for the fact that my knee has not recovered as quickly as it did last time. And when I was coming yesterday, I stopped at a shopping center, and on the way back to the car, so very, very slight. But even then, after almost 7 full days, there was such a very, very slight twinge in the right knee. But today, it's been over a week, or just about a solid week now, since I've run, and the knee really is not giving me any pain as far as walking. So we're going to see how it goes, but I will know within the first 5 minutes if we're going to be having pain or not. It is 28 degrees. I am in Wallace. It's about 20 after 7 in the morning. No breeze, sun coming up, beautiful. And again, I have not run since last Saturday. So I've been nursing this knee. And I'm going to talk to you more about all that during this episode. So let's give it a shot to see how it goes. I will either be sitting down talking to you in the next little bit, or you'll hear me running and talking. If I feel good and the knee's good, we're going to be running. If not, we'll be sitting. Let's just pray that the week's rest has done the trick, plus the changes that I'm going to be sharing with you as well. All right, so this is episode 41 of the 20-Minute Runner. Thanks for being with me today.
Alright, we've been running 11 minutes. And just about to hit the first mile. So I'm definitely slowing down, but I did stop for about 20 seconds to turn the recorder on, that type of thing. So far, overall, so good. Now, I do feel, I don't know, I think part of it is just, again, anxiety. But I want to feel something in the knee. Maybe there's nothing to it. I will know more when I stop. But so far it feels good. And we're going to keep trying. See how it goes. Let me share some thoughts with you. I think there's some reasons why I'm having this problem. And I think there are reasons why the thing keeps flaring up with me. The first flare up came when I was running on really uneven road. Part of Hasty School Road, the part I run every day is not, or every time I run basically, is not bad. The part that I come back, loop back on the days when I have to go really long, that part is very uneven on the side. The shoulder of the road's not that wide. It dips down. When traffic is coming, as I shared a few episodes back on the safety issue, I get off the road. And it's pretty significant difference. The angles are so great. So I think that maybe has been a contributing factor. Two runs leading up to the first flare-up that I had, I wore my old shoes that had 400 miles on them conservatively. I was thinking, well, I want to get in a couple of good runs with them before I retire them. That was stupid. And I think that might have contributed, not having the support that they probably should have after so many miles on them. Also, the first flare-up, I think that I ran longer and had hard efforts that were too close together. I ran a 10.1 miler at 8:04 pace, followed by a 12 miler at an 8:39 pace, both in the shoes in question, which are, by the way, cushion trainers. The Loco Perfectors are not stability shoes. Basically, they were perhaps were worn out or compressed, and that's just too much speed that close together. Second flare up was a tempo run. If you remember, after that, took 4 days off, started running, felt really good, immediately jumped in on my next run, an 8-miler with tempo, but I had absolutely no issues with the knee. But that was a tempo followed by a 20-miler with only an active rest day in between of the bicycle. That resulted in the second flare-up. And again, I ran the 20-miler in cushioned shoes with no stability. In other words, the cushioning helps you when your feet hit the ground, but it also encourages motion in your foot. It doesn't prohibit it. And so I'll talk more about that later. The 20-miler in shoes that were like that probably was not a smart thing. The Pegasus is. And I ran 28, almost 29 miles in 3 days, as I look back on it, including a bike session in the middle of that. That's too much mileage without adequate rest. And I'd been telling people that I could tell with the training, even for me, I've been on the cusp as far as feeling like that I really, I'm on the edge, not of getting injured, but I'm pushing myself to the limit. And I knew that I was susceptible to some type of injury as a result of that if I were not careful. But hindsight's 20/20. I was doing what I thought I could handle, and I think those things contributed to it. Plus just the overall
accumulation of mileage and speed work, which I've been doing now for several weeks. You look at the weekly mileage, sometimes the weeks are not that great. But if you run them instead of from Sunday to Saturday, if you run them, for instance, from Monday to Sunday, some of those weeks I was putting in, you know, 35 miles or more. And I don't know, maybe all that together. I just need to be smarter. I need to train smarter. I'll tell you about that later. What caused my knee pain? Well, I've got a link to an article from Runner's World that I will put at the blog. And you can reference some of the information there. But I do want to share a little bit about what I was able to find. And of course, when I discovered I was having this issue, what do? I got all over the internet looking for information. What kind of knee pain have I got? What do you do about it? What do you do to treat it? That type of thing. 42% of all overuse injuries affect the knee. And I think as I'm getting ready for the marathon, this is definitely an overuse injury. And patellofemoral pain syndrome, PFPS, or simply runner's knee, it's the most common overuse injury that runners have. It occurs whenever the mistracking kneecap or your patella, it irritates the femoral groove in which it rests on the thigh bone or the femur. Go back to your early biology classes, you may remember some of those bones. Pinpointing a single cause is really difficult, says Stephen Prybert, DPM, a sports podiatrist who specializes in running injuries. A couple things they think could be a biomechanical problem. The patella may be longer on the outside than it is on the inside. It may sit too high in the femoral groove, or it may dislocate easily. Also, worn cartilage in the knee joint reduces shock absorption, and arched feet provide less cushioning. Flat feet, of course, or knees that turn in or out excessively, they pull the patella sideways, which is not a good thing. But those are biomechanical problems. There are also muscular causes, or can be, I think. Tight hamstrings, tight calf muscles, put pressure on the knee, put pressure on that patella, and cause you some problems like that. Weak quadriceps muscles can also be a problem because when you run, the backs of your legs get really, really strong. The front of your legs do not. And that imbalance can cause, that weakness can cause issues with your knees as well if the quadriceps are too weak. And just the repetitive force of a normal running stride alone can be enough to provoke an attack. All those things are potentially contributing factors. Symptoms include tenderness behind or around the patella, which I've definitely had. Used to toward its center, which I've definitely had. You might feel pain toward the back of the knee, which I've had some of that. Or cracking in the knee itself. Steps, heels, and uneven terrain can aggravate it. Runner's knee, PFPS, and let me tell you, I know that. Walking down an incline, going downstairs, it's brutal. I can't do it. Not whenever the knee is flaring up. It's impossible. Now here's a case where I gotta get off the road and I'm literally gonna stop because I do not want to, if I can help it, I do not want to aggravate that. To prevent it, run on softer surfaces. Keep mileage increases less than 10% a week, which I've done, basically done. Gradually increase heel work, which I've run heels all the time, so. And it might not hurt to go to a specialty running shop to make sure that you're wearing the proper shoes
as we talked about last week, strengthening the quadriceps can also improve that tracking. Stretching the hamstrings and calves can prevent overpronation. In other words, you want to strengthen the weak muscles and make sure that they're all stretched well. It's important. At the first sign of the pain, you should cut back on your mileage. For me, first sign of the pain, I have to stop, period. Because there's no way I want to continue on with that pain the way that it is. But you have to cut back on the mileage. And the sooner you lessen that workload on the knee, the quicker the healing can begin, the quicker you can start getting better. Avoid knee bending activities. Avoid canted services, which I've touched on just a bit. Avoid going downstairs. Avoid going down slopes. Avoid walking if you can help it. I'm kidding. Sometimes it feels that way. If you rebuild your mileage, use smaller strides on the heels. Consider orthotics if new shoes don't fix the problem, which I'll talk about that in just a minute. If your feet have good form, your knees will follow, says Dr. Priebert, the writer of that article. See a doctor if the pain persists to rule out another condition. Alright, I've turned around I'm heading back now at 23, just around 24 minutes. I'm not having the type of pain that I was having before, but again, I'm sensing there's a little bit of uneasiness there in the knee. We're going to try to get in 45 minutes or so today at a very slow pace, and unless I've got a problem I can't do anything about really, at this point, I don't think that would be a major issue. So right now I'm running fairly easy, and the knee is, like I said, I'm not sure if it's really talking to me or not, but what happens and what irritates me so much about this is, like, even last time when I had the problem, I had a pain, as I told you, making a right turn about 19 and a half miles, and I was able to run through that and even into the stretching when I got home and, you know, took a shower, all that. Really didn't have an issue with it. It was mainly later in the evening and the next morning. Man, the next morning did I know it. Okay, we're getting off the road. There's a vehicle coming. And so that's what's so, to me personally, irritating about this is I don't know. At this point, I haven't had a pop. I haven't had the issue like we've been describing. But it seems like we're doing okay. But again, I don't know. I also feel like I'm sensing some uncomfort in that knee, but we'll see how it goes. All right, I'll be back in just a few minutes, and I'm going to share with you what I've attempted to do to correct this, to treat it rather, and also what I'm attempting to do to prevent it from reoccurring, if that's possible. At this point, I don't know if that's possible, as far as before the marathon. But anyway, thanks for listening to this special injury episode. I feel like I'm one of the walking wounded, because sure I haven't been running much this week. I'm glad to have you with me, and you're listening to episode 41 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Thank you. Done or will do to prevent a recurrence, treat what I've got if possible for the marathon. These are my observations personally, and then I'll give you some observations of a clinical type that I've been able to research and find out. My treatment for this: stop running until the pain completely disappears, which required a 4-day layoff couple weeks ago, 7-day layoff leading up to this run. Also, I've been using a lot of ice. I haven't the last couple or 3 days because it's felt so much better, but I've used a lot of ice. Ice it, and at least 10 to 15 minutes, or about 10 to 15 minutes would be a better way to put it, and then take at least that much off, ice it again. Try to do that routine couple times a day as I can. Even at work, a couple days, as I sit at the desk, I put ice on my knee. So, and I'll be honest, I think the ice really, really helps. If you're having issues with an injury, I think the ice would definitely benefit you. So stop running till it's gone, the pain. Use ice, anti-inflammatories. I've been taking ibuprofen religiously, once every 4 hours for a few days, and if I'm still having an issue with this after today, I'm switching, because I've been taking it 5 or 6 days, and I know that's not really a good thing to do, but I may go to Tylenol for a few days, and if I have to, see how it goes. But those do help, I believe. I'm avoiding stairs, downsloping roadways, etc., as much as I can, which you've heard me already talk a little bit about that. Perhaps ride the bike if the pain's not present, though I have not even tried that. I've been on absolute complete rest for a solid week. No running, no bike riding, no doing anything else that I would classify as any type of exercise regimen. And so that is my treatment for this injury. My plan is to prevent this either in the future months to come, or assuming we can get through this run without totally self-destructing. What will I do from here on out that I think would be beneficial? First of all, I need to retract what I said last episode about my foot type. I think I need a stability shoe and not a cushion trainer, especially through the marathon. Saucony Pro Guide 2s, which I'm wearing today, I wore those first run back last time I had a problem, and they seem to work very well. Okay, I'm stopping for a minute. And I could be wrong, but I think the knee is bothering me. I'm not in tremendous pain, but it just doesn't feel like it needs to. I'm going to walk just a minute. The Saucony Pro Guide 2s and now the New Balance 769s, which I bought a pair of those a while back and have just started incorporating those into the routine as well. And the 768s are a good stability shoe also, but I won't wear the Air Pegasus. I won't wear the last pair of Perfectos. Both of those are cushioned and they are not stability, and I do think after looking back I need a stability trainer. Okay, and I will do that with the shoes at least through the marathon, and then I'll retire. As those are retired, I'll only use stability shoes in the future, assuming I can make a long run. Another one, which I really want to do, I want to take an ice bath afterwards, where you get in basically just cool water and then add some ice to it and suck in that 10 or 15 minutes. I may try that. I was reading about that. And the long run, I'm cutting back to 18 miles if I'm healthy. I'd be thrilled to do another 18. I will not run a 20 miler nor 22. I've already ran 19 and 20. So I think 18 will probably be sufficient to get me through the marathon, assuming I can remain healthy, which again at this point is really a question with me. I want to have at least 2 days before that last long run of rest leading up to it, riding the bike after the long run, not right before it like I've done in the past. And I won't run that long run, in other words, on a day of rest or even active rest. I'll only run it when I've had 2 days of complete rest. Do strength exercises for the quads and make sure I stretch the hamstrings, the calf muscles. I'm a little more than usual. And see how that helps, which I do think that is one of the issues, as I said earlier. And then those exercises, a couple that I'm already been doing now, and I'd like to continue. Foot turns where you lie on the floor, sit in a chair, and you hold your legs straight out. You bend your toes up toward your knees, and you tighten the calf muscles. And you tighten the calf muscles, and you turn your toes in, and hold that for 10 seconds. And then you turn the feet in, turn them out, rather, as far as you can, hold that for 10 seconds. And you want to try to do 3 sets of that, maybe 3 times a week. And the other one is straight leg lifts, where basically I lie on my back and bend one knee so that my foot's flat on the ground, and then raise the other leg, count to about 4. In other words, as I'm raising the leg, the knee just slightly bent. 1, 2, that's going up. 3, 4 is basically coming back down. About 4 seconds on each leg. You want to do 10 of those with each leg and work up to 10 sets if you can, which for me, I'm up to 5 right now and probably tomorrow we'll do 6 or 7 sets, and next week we'll get up to 8 maybe. But those are the quad exercises. Now, I know that there are other things you can do. You can do lunges. All that stuff's good. Go to the internet. Runner's World, particularly. I know I quote them a lot, but they have good information. Video. There's other things you can do. But I think if I can get those two taken care of, I believe we'll be good. The other thing I'm going to do is pray. And I'm being serious about that. Some people may say, well, I'll roll in your trivializing it. Like people praying for the World Series. Does God really care who wins the World Series? Probably not, or Super Bowl. But he does know that I am attempting to do this in memory of my dad, and I'm also trying to help other people by raising money to assist them in their plight. He knows that. And so I'm praying, and I got other people that are praying for this effort. I got a lot of people that are have already made a contribution or are going to, and they want me to do well, and I want to do well. Right now, I just don't know. Okay. Sammy told me, I saw him yesterday. We came down and got to see my mom and Sammy, his wife, and Carol. I actually went and ate some supper last night. But I was talking to Sammy, and he told me that leading up to his marathon, the only one he ran a 4:01:19, I believe. And I remember I rode the bike with him, and he stopped and changed his socks one time, and he just really took his time. And that's why I didn't break 4 hours, but I think it still haunts him a little bit. He'd love to do that. He said, I know I could make up that much time, because he felt good. But anyhow, we were talking, I was telling him about the knee problem and all that. And he told me that the longest he ever ran was 18 miles leading up to the marathon. He said, because after 20, your body, you're either going to be able to go or not. The fact, he said, and I agree with this, if you're out there running, trying to run, you know, 23 miles, whatever, you get really, really tired. Nobody around you. What are you going to do? You probably will stop. But in a marathon, the crowd and the people around you still moving, that'll keep you going. Makes a lot of sense. And his personal take was those last 2 miles, 18 and further, I mean, is that they're not going to matter. You get in 2 or 3 18-mile runs leading up to the race, you can probably run and finish it. And I think with proper speed work, probably do quite well, really. The hindsight's 20/20, you know. Next time I train for a marathon, I will follow that advice. And also, next time I train for one, I'll follow that advice because Sammy gave it to me. But I'll also follow it because I have read some of the marathon training materials. It says 18 miles is far enough. Okay, we've been running 39 minutes. I'm about 6 or 7 minutes from the house. Knee's not hurting major. But am I feeling it? I believe I am, but I'm not sure. But anyway, we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up this show. And appreciate you listening. We just finished. Oh, here's the neighbor's dog. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. We just finished, and I really, really took my time. I was careful about running on the slanted surfaces. I actually ran on the sidewalk for a little bit, even though I know that's not good either, a hard surface, but I think it was preferable to the leaning of the road. And right now, I don't think my knee's going to bother me like it did last week, but I'm afraid it's going to be, again, it just seems like that can sense that there's something not quite right about it. I definitely didn't feel like pushing. I felt very, very cautious. Part of that could be anxiety. Part of it could be just the fact that, you know how it is, I'll be honest with you, I don't know why. First time that happened, I was not feeling that way when I got back in it after 4 days, because I knew absolutely, positively, no hint of any pain whatsoever. This time, 98% hint of no pain. Just some little something there telling me, not really pain, but enough discomfort to tell me that, you know what, you're really, really, really close. But, and to be honest, at this point, I don't think missing another 2 days is going to make much difference. Because I've given it a solid week. It's either going to be better or it's not. And right now, I'm just not sure. Just as it was last time, I'm feeling okay right now. But later today and tomorrow is going to really tell whether it's still bothering me. And right now, I don't know whether it's pain or it's just maybe the weakness in my legs is what I'm feeling. We'll let you know that. I think, as a matter of fact, what I'll do is record an addendum to this sometime tomorrow and put it before the very end of the show. Is this going to work? I don't know, but finishing the marathon, I know it depends on diligence and smart training and adequate rest, which I've tried to do, but I probably will forego the intervals. Probably opt for tempo runs, a couple more of those if I can tolerate it. If I can't, then we won't worry about the tempo. But if I can't run 18 miles without pain, the marathon's really in question. And I don't think I can stand another week's layoff at this point and be able to run the race. So that's where we are, folks. Reality has hit me smack in the head, and we're just praying that the rest is doing what it needs to do, and the change in shoes and the strengthening exercises and all that, but we'll see. Just for the record, today I ran 4.157 miles in 45 minutes flat. So we were running, let's see, 11 minute mile, that'd be 40, about an 11 minute mile, something on that order. So we were definitely loafing, but that's what we need to do. I will plan to, if it doesn't bother me much, ride the bike maybe tomorrow. And then as far as next week, marathon, all that, we'll play it by ear. But I'll add a short addendum right here before we close the show out, give you an update on where we are. We're back in Thomasville. It's the next day, 21st of February, Sunday morning, about 10 minutes to 8. I'm out walking Odie. We're going back toward the house. So far, so good. The real test is going to be going down this hill toward my house. If my knee's going to bother me, it's going to be there, but I really did not experience any pain overnight, nor did I experience any coming home, driving. Last night, I did the exercises I spoke of earlier in this episode about where you turn your legs in, tighten your thighs. I did three sets of those, and I also did seven sets of the leg lifts where you lay down, put your foot flat on the floor, raise your leg 10 times, counting to four, slowly, deliberately. I did 10 sets or seven sets of those, going to work up to 10. Let me tell you, those are, you can really feel it. And so we're going to continue strengthening the quads, working on that 2, maybe 3 days a week, no more than that, usually in the evening. Do it on days when I'm not, probably on off running days. And so far, so good. If all goes well, I know today I am planning to ride the bike for 45 minutes. I did get on it just about 2 minutes last night, and I didn't seem to experience any pain or discomfort at all with it. So we will do that today, Lord willing, and then not going to run tomorrow. Going to continue to give it another day of rest. And then Tuesday we'll try an hour, whatever pace we can tolerate. I don't mean fast, but if we're not in any pain, we may go a little faster than we did yesterday. And then Thursday, hopefully, we can run for an hour and 15 minutes, about the time I typically would run. Let's see, that would be Tuesday, Thursday, and then take off Friday, maybe Friday and Saturday, and do the 18-miler on Sunday. I want to give myself a couple of days of rest before that.
So we're walking down the hill. We're going to close out here in just maybe another minute. But I do want to give you an update, as literally I am walking. I am so tentative on that knee. Wonder if that's part of my problem. It's like I've become gun shy, but I do need to be careful. I am going to continue, generally speaking, avoiding the slope surfaces, walking downhill, running downhill. I'm not going to run the hills behind the house, I don't think. Not yet, anyway. Okay, we're about halfway down a hill, which is certainly enough that my knee would bother me. And I still feel some mild discomfort. Very, very, very mild. Again, I don't know if that's really the knee or it's just me. But I know that it is not back to where it was the first time I injured it. I know that. Even after only running 4 miles in 8 days, it's still not where it was then. So, but it's 99%, if I could say that. So we'll plan to bike today, rest tomorrow, try it again on Tuesday. And next episode, we'll give you an update on how things are going. Again, thanks for being with me. I have to admit, I'm a little bit down about all this. After you worked so many weeks on getting ready for a race, and I felt so primed then for this to happen. But I've learned some things that I'll share in a later episode. What the marathons will have taught me and the training will have taught me, I'll share that with you as well. But hope your week's going well and your training's going great. Hope you're not injured. And if you are, rest it, ice it, elevate it, put some compression. I do that from time to time. I iced it yesterday at my mom's before I left a couple times. But we'll plan to talk to you in a few days. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for running with me today. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. There's a lot of information there, other items that I think will enhance your listening to this podcast. Also, while you're there, sign up for the podcast with iTunes or send me an email. I encourage you to send me your questions, comments about things we've discussed in this episode, as well as information about your most recent race. If you want to include a photograph and some type of audio file, we'll be glad to share that as well in an upcoming episode. All of the music that we use in this podcast is used under a Creative Commons license and comes from sources such as musicalley.com, jamendo.com, and other places. You can find information about this episode in the show notes at the blog. Again, I appreciate you being with me today. It's been good to have you along for this run. I'll look to talk to you again in 7 or 8 days. Hope to hear from you before then. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.